The nightjars are only one among several groups of birds that regularly sound off at night. Several very interesting species belong to the shorebird group. These include the American woodcock, common snipe, killdeer, and black-necked stilt. Perhaps the most fascinating of these is the woodcock, an eastern species, a plump, rather silly-looking bird with a long, fleshy beak that it uses to probe in moist ground for earthworms at night. In the spring, male woodcocks fly to open meadows at dusk and court females by strutting about on the ground, making a nasal call, suggestive of the nighthawk's peent. What comes next is an extraordinary performance. The strutting male suddenly takes flight. Silhouetted against the fading sunset, the male woodcock makes a continuous high-pitched twittering sound with his wings. He circles above his territory, rising higher and higher in a spiraling ascent toward the heavens. Finally, at the apex of his flight, he suddenly drops from the sky and falls earthward with an unpredictable zigzag motion, making chirp-like whistles as he descends. Having landed on the ground, the woodcock peents several times and then takes flight again, repeating his remarkable display. In marshy areas of the north, there lives another unique shorebird, the common snipe. During courtship flights, the male snipe makes an eerie winnowing sound by spreading his stiff tail feathers as he periodically swoops downward. Courtship flights often occur at dusk, but may be repeated all night long when the moon is bright. Listen. A snipe winnowing overhead as frogs sound off in a moonlit northern marsh. One of our most widespread shorebirds is the killdeer, a member of the plover group. Killdeer nest on barren ground, often far away from water. This familiar day-active species regularly feeds at night and may fly to wet areas in search of food. Imagine that it's midnight in a southern marsh. The piercing calls of an alarmed killdeer rise above the busy night sound ambience. In another section of the marsh, we startle yet another shorebird. These are the distress calls of a black-necked stilt, perhaps a pair of them. We cannot see the soundmakers, But we can imagine them in the darkness, nervously strutting about on a muddy bank, supported by spindly, stilt-like legs.